This is Akashwani. The news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Guyanese President Irfan Ali on his resounding victory in both the general and regional elections. In a social media post, the Prime Minister stated that he looks forward to further strengthening the India-Guyana partnership, which is anchored in strong historical and people-to-people ties. Responding to his message, Guyana President Ali has expressed his eagerness to continue working with Prime Minister Modi, the Government of India, and the people of India to further build the already strong and cordial relations between the two nations. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, diplomatic relations between India and Guyana have been in place since 1965 when India established a commission in Georgetown. This was upgraded to a full-fledged High Commission of India in 1968 following Guyana's independence on 26 May 1966. India reaffirmed its commitment to an open, fair and inclusive multilateral trading system with the World Trade Organization. At the Shanghai Cooperation Organization trade ministers meeting held in Vladivostok yesterday, India also stressed the scope to leverage the SCO's collective strengths for shared prosperity. In a statement, the Commerce and Industry Ministry said the country highlighted the need for export diversification, reducing dependency and building resilient supply chains. India also emphasized the importance of coordinated action to enhance trade flows, address vulnerabilities, and support inclusive growth across the region. Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh has stated that Operation Sindoor demonstrated India's ability to strike swiftly, decisively, and with precision. Addressing the passing out parade at the Officers Training Academy in Chennai, he urged the newly commissioned officers to uphold the spirit of jointness in their service to the nation. The parade marked the commissioning of 130 male and 25 female officer cadets in the Indian Army. At the OTA, 21 foreign cadets, including 9 men and 12 women from 9 friendly nations, completed their training. Air Chief Marshal Singh spoke about the evolving nature of modern warfare and the need for integrated responses. He stated that the lessons from Operation Sindoor proved the successful synergy between the Army, Navy, Air Force and other national security agencies. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia today said that Sundays on Cycle has become a movement in the country. He said that to stay fit and promote Swadeshi, over 50 MPs participated in the event, spreading the message of Swadeshi to the nation. The minister said this while participating in Fit India, Sundays on Cycle with the theme of Garv Se Swadeshi, in collaboration with Indian Railways in New Delhi. He said that the event was organized at more than 8,000 locations across the country. The Indian Air Force has carried out a major humanitarian operation in landslide-affected regions of Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Western Air Command of Indian Air Force said Indian Air Force helicopters continue to provide relief operations across Punjab, Himachal and Jammu and Kashmir by having evacuated 541 people from Bharmore Chamba sector and airlifting over 10,000 kgs of essential relief material in Kullu and Kishtwar sectors. The flood-ravaged Punjab is inching towards normalcy after losing 46 lives and experiencing vast damage to land, property and livestock. Although the exact magnitude of damage can only be assessed after water recedes, Punjab government has pegged the estimated losses to over 13,000 crore rupees. Little sunshine in between light to moderate rain is coming as a ray of hope for those affected and still struggling to come to terms. About 2,000 villages and a population of over 3.87 lakh has been impacted. In the past 24 hours, the pace of the monsoon has slowed down in Himachal Pradesh with intermittent rainfall continuing. During this period, Manali in Kullu district recorded the highest rainfall of 24 millimeters. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for thunderstorms and lightning at some places today and tomorrow. From September 9th to 13th, light to moderate rainfall is expected across the state, but no alert has been issued for it. The final match of the Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship between India and Korea is to be played this evening. The match will start in Rajgir, Bihar at 7:30 p.m. today. In the U.S. Open Tennis Championship, men's singles final will be played tonight between Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner at 11:30 p.m. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.